Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
On IG and see somebody with new hair out of the blue, and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I know that.
Did I clown him? I clowned him last week.
That was,
and I didn't go in like I wanted to.
That was the Mother's Day picture I sent my mom.
I gave him grace, but.
Which person? There's several.
This one doesn't have the money the other ones have, but he still went and showed up with a new bit of hair.
Is this one? Are we recording?
This is the one that
yeah,
you live
we're
with.
Recording.
I was about to go another angle, but okay, I got it. Yeah.
Or I should say, who lived with you, as I should say. Big difference.
Yeah.
I've seen the video this week. I was like, hey.
He talked about it, though, out loud.
Right.
Hey, you have to.
Yeah.
But you don't go get the Kia of hair pieces. You'd want to try to get to that Mercedes level.
It looked like he was like, oh, what you guys got left?
I'll take this one off the mannequin.
The clearance bin.
How much is this? It's like somebody just came back and was like, yeah, I'm returning this one.
I'll take it. It had markdown prices.
I'll take it.
The little yellow tag on it, markdown.
I remember in elementary school when a girl came to school with like long braids, but the like week before she had no hair, and we were all amazed.
Yeah.
Like, where'd she
How'd you
go?
Grow it?
This guy was not amazed. I was like,
No, it was...
he went there, huh? Foot Locker guy hair.
Very...
You got it when you was checking out. They was like, you want some socks? You want some hair?
He got the swish underneath.
You need some shoe cleaner? Some hair?
Oh, man.
Wait, you said show it to the... Never mind. I'll okay.
The thing is, we saw it happening real time. Like the baldness.
Yeah.
And I was just like, just let it go, bro.
Yeah.
He let it go, and then came back the next week like,
I can't.
No, he was doing so well. He let it go, cut it down.
Ball.
He went, yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, congratulations, man, yeah. You ain't holding on to the childhood curls, because you know everybody when he was a kid was like, he's so cute, look at his curls. That shit's gone now.
Yeah.
New life, new reality, let's get to it.
Yeah.
And then he showed up with this. Mm-hmm. You know what it made me say? He's a liar.
Yeah.
And not a good one.
Yeah.
You don't lie to me back.
He don't even have it in part of his set either.
No.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
I know
he said it on Instagram and stuff, but
wait, he wrote the joke before he got the piece.
I saw it on Chocolate Sundays. saw the set.
Was it funny?
Come on, man. How are you doing, Keon, this week?
What's wrong with asking if it was funny?
Because the long pause lets me know that Keon's about to be honest.
You should be honest. That's an honest question. Was it funny?
But honestly, I didn't watch the set like that. I peeped in. I only watched to see if he was going to address it. And then once I saw him address it, I walked off and went about. I don't be watching people. People, if you're not my friend, I don't watch your set. Like, I'm just like, I don't. And especially if you somebody I know who is a working comic, I assume you're about to do well. I'm not going to watch this shit. You're probably. I can hear the laughs or the not laughs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to watch your set. If it's silent, you're bombing. If people laughing, you're doing fine.
You start hearing the cough.
Dry cough in the back.
A matter of fact, I'll come and watch somebody's set if I hear that they're bombing.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? Or if I hear like a very loud like, I'll come out and be like, what's happening here? But other than that, if it's status quo, I'll be like, all right.
I seen a girl kill on all premises. And they're like, there's so much meat on that bone. Keep going. She's like, nah.
She don't believe in those.
She was asking questions like, yeah, why you ain't never seen a skinny midget? Everybody, She's like, you ever wonder? I was like, oh, no.
That's a good premise.
See,
that I've never seen it.
Yeah,
that's how Dion does. Dion Cole, he'll just throw out a premise and move on to the next one. But that's part of his style of this on the way here. What do you?
It doesn't like
that?
He just wrote this on the way here.
Yeah.
Kill with it, and
like
even
a random
though
thought while he was driving.
Yeah, even though there's 30 more jokes he could follow it with, he's like, he just shakes his head. Mm-hmm.
That works.
It leaves it with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I hate that.
It is a good, because I'm stuck right now. Like, why? Where are the skinny? I can't stop thinking about it now. Like,
here's the thing, y'all. That was my joke. That was my my very first joke. I couldn't think of what any of her jokes. That was my very first joke when I first came to LA. And I actually acted it out because my boy Kyle had said, You got to add on to that. But yeah, but after a while, I stopped doing it, obviously.
I think it was somebody else's joke.
Nigga, I will show you the 2003.
Watch it go viral and then Dion gets banned.
Because he was like, yeah, this is somebody else was doing it. Man.
Well, I couldn't think of her joke.
And after we started laughing, you was like, actually.
Well, he asked.
Written
he said,
by Dion.
actually, that was mine.
I'm doing this.
It's the first piece of brilliance I came up with.
The thing is, Dion, you volunteered that information.
I know. In my head, I couldn't think of any of her jokes.
We're like, she's hilarious, man.
No, but even
actually, that was me.
You said, you ever seen somebody kill on premises? Like, it seems like you just wanted to tell us that. You brought up the topic.
Right. With my head, I was like,
why are you always lying up here?
Dion saw that joke getting low. It was like, that's my love.
See, he was like, it's going to a ghost person.
I just gave it to someone else.
No,
I did.
It's mine.
That's mine.
I'm thinking it's going to be like a throwaway. And I'm like, shit.
I laughed. You laughed. He was like, hey, that was really funny.
Whoever thought of that is genius. Dion was like, it was me.
It's actually me.
It was me.
I'm she. I'm her. It was me.
Yeah, I did it. Love me.
I don't live.
I'm the funny one. I made her up.
He did turn around quick.
I'm like, fuck. I'm in my head, like, he's going to keep asking questions. And I could have tagged it up. I was like, it looks like I'm tagging her joke up.
Oh,
Lack. That was a funny joke, Dion. Tell her.
That's funny if Lack would give a joke to a child, and then he'd be like, that was a good joke. I was so genius. Jalen would be like, hey, you know I wrote that for that. You know I wrote that for her, right?
Well, how do y'all feel about kid comedians? Because you know they're not writing their own stuff.
About what?
How do y'all feel about kid comedians? Because you know they're not writing their own stuff.
We just was mentioning that. You could tell which kid comedians write their own stuff and which ones don't. I was telling them, like, back in the day, Nick Cannon was a kid comedian that wrote his own stuff, and he got to a certain point that Will took him under his arm and then he went his direction. But there's some that their parents write their jokes and it's just like, oh, come on.
You can tell by the delivery and everything. It's like, it's so polished in a way. And it's the same cadence and the same. It's like,
you ever wonder?
Like, I'm happy any kid I see on stage, I'm happy for them for doing that. Like, for having the balls to get up there. But like, I don't be laughing. I don't be like, oh, good job. I'm like, your dad or mom wrote that. And you just practiced it in the mirror saying it. And people are, some of it's not even funny, but your people are giving you the love because you're, you know, it's Apollo kids. You're not allowed to boo the kids.
I'll boo a kid.
So, like, when I see a kid come on stage, I'm like, all right, I'm out. Checking out.
There's been a lot of auditions with kids when I'm like, all right, that's it. Who else is out there?
Okay, kid. But okay. All right. But my self-esteem is attached to that. All right.
Discuss that with your parents.
Welcome to Hollywood.
On the way home.
Welcome to Hollywood, you crumb snatcher.
You know what?
I'll
over
save
the
them
years
from having to tell you this. You didn't get the job.
And you're never going to make it. So move back to Iowa. Yeah.
Let me be the first one.
They're relying on you to get them out of poverty. It's not going to happen. Broke
is
okay.
I want to be a part of your origin story.
Mom, this is what you banked it on this?
He has so much talent.
He does. He does not.
Put him in the military.
Right now. Right now. He's only 8. Put him in Africa. They'll take him.
They'll take him.
I changed my stance on how I felt about comedians having writers. I used to have an issue with it. Now I don't, because there are some people who are really, really funny who suck at performing. And there are some people who are really, really funny but can't write a joke to save their lives, you know? And when the two come together, I go like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. There are some people, man, they'll have great jokes but just suck at delivery, and they're not... There's a special kind of it factor a lot of people have, and some don't have it. And when I look at people who I go like, yeah, dude, this dude has everything but the jokes. This guy has the voice. This person's got the energy. This person's got the charisma. This cat can't tell a joke to save their life. But when you see it come together, especially when you hear about the Richard Pryor days and Eddie Murphy days and some of these great specials that have people who wrote on it, I was like, us just cats together making art. It happens in TV. It happens in movies. It happens in songs. It's a very common thing for somebody else to have an idea and to have someone else perform it. So that changed my mind over time. I used to think like, oh man, you can't do that. Same thing with people writing, even with like lyrics and rappers. It really changed my mind on how I thought about people doing it. I was like, I don't think it's a big deal if somebody writes a hit for somebody. And I go like, oh, I get it, because sometimes you hear those demos, and they'll be like, I see why you gave it to this person.
In R&B or in rap?
In hip-hop, too, with Drake. I've heard some of the demos or something for Drake. I go like, oh, I see why this person gave this song to Drake, because it was a good song, but Drake's going to make this thing. Like, I get it. Like, this dude doesn't have that it factor. And now with this person, now you have a hit.
I'm okay with it
if you're giving the writer the credit.
Well, for sure.
That's where my issue comes with, whether you're a rapper,
agreed,
comedian. People are like, that person's so good. And it's like, that person did it. They just didn't know how to deliver it. You know, so
they
I
can't
feel
do
like,
that.
Like if you watch Eddie Murphy, you see the credits,
right?
The writers. You know, right. I'm like, I'm okay with that. If you're giving the collab the talent, you know, the credit, go for it. But when people try to act like this person is doing this solo or came up with this or whatever, it's like, no, you did it.
Right.
You know, and that's fraudulent. And I'll be like, nah, I'm not.
I agree with that.
Not, 1,000%. You're not who we thought you were.
I understand both sides of that, because it's like The Wiz. You can't tell them. Everybody's going to see this guy because they think he's so funny. If they find out somebody else is writing it, it's like, hey, he's not as funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's not.
He never was, but you played into the personality, but now it's like, wait, he was funny when he was performing it. So now that this joke writer's gone, or if the joke writer's like, hey, I wrote all that shit, you blowing up your own business, pretty much.
And that's another thing, too. I guess what I want, too, is for the joke. Like, I love when a music producer and a music writer becomes famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's like, okay, you deserve that. So, like, let's say the comedian has writers. The comedian blows up, but the writers ain't eating like that, or they're not. I think that's bullshit. Like, give them a job writing your next movie, or, you know, give them, or let them come with you, pay for all that. Like, they should be able to experience the fame too, because they're doing the work.
Imagine this, Keon, you're doing your hour special right now. Shout out to that. It's already shot right now. It's already done. If someone gave you tags throughout the years for your set right now, would you be like, I'm not giving a writing credit? If they gave you like,
well, it's a tag, the premise was already tag, there, yeah. The joke was already there.
Yeah,
but so if I was saying blueberries and they said try blackberry and blackberry hit harder,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's just a little tag. If they wrote the whole joke,
right?
Yeah,
then it's like you got to give writer credit.
But that's how rapping works, though. When people be adding like you should say this hook instead of this, they give writers writing credit.
Well, that's the hook. That's the like a whole part of the song. It's like, if somebody's
words.
Like, I pull my Glock out, and they're like, no, pull an AK out.
Yeah, but they'll get a whole writer credit. Yeah,
they'll get writer's credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not, it's like stand up where you might take them out and they might be your opener, or you might, they might just be on the road with you to write jokes. I know a couple of comedians that have joke writers out on the road with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works, but I don't know if they come up with a premise or I don't know how that works, because usually you have to have some sort of connection with
them. I can see it, bro. I can see if I have an idea, I'm like, man, I got this joke about water bottles, man. I'm thinking this and this and this and this, and you just start going off of stuff. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that. Like, we do that shit all the time.
All the time. But as a person who does pitch like that a lot, I don't want credit for that.
Right.
Like you clearly had the idea. I'm just helping you.
But if I came to you and I was like, dog, I got this idea, man. I know this is, I can't figure it out. I got this funny premise. And then we start going off of it. And it's like, hey, dog, you did build that joke with me, right? Mm-hmm. I go like 100%, yeah, especially if I came to you for it.
But it was something I wasn't even thinking about. Like you just said it. And I was like, oh, man, that's funny. And, you know, I would add this and this and this. It's still your idea. I never thought of that idea.
If I came to you, Keon, if I said, yo, Keon, I got this joke, man. I'm thinking about this, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, yo, do this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you can do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I'm blah, blah, blah. We built that joke together. That's like 100% what that is, right?
Yeah, but I'm on it.
I'm not saying you have to get it, but I'm saying that if I have a writer on the road and that's what I'm saying, I can understand if that's the thing. If somebody was like, yo, guys, I got this idea. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm missing stuff here. And it's their job to figure out some of those loose ends. Yo, we got this. Ooh, I like that. I understand that 1,000%. Especially if you're at a certain level and it's like, I got 100 other things. I can understand, especially when those guys get big. I understand that Eddie Murphy, Kevin Hart, when these guys are in the, I have meetings to take and I'm about to go do this and the tourists are going on. It's like, I get it, bro. You know what I mean?
I guess I was thinking of it more of like, somebody literally wrote in like, here, say this.
Right.
Like literally just came with a premise, an idea, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, here you go. That's your, I'm like,
yeah,
give them credit for that.
I believe that should be given credit to, but a lot for of sure. times when people bring that, I'm usually the dude at the door like, nah, I ain't got shit to do with what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's
might
weird
be funny, but it ain't got shit to do with what the whole set's about.
Also, it's a slippery slope because what if this is something I said in real life, but you're translated to the audience of what I say. If Chaz was like, so me and Deion, we on a podcast. This is you on set.
Mm-hmm.
We on a podcast. And I asked Deion a simple question. Where were you last night? Mm-hmm. This nigga Deion said, and he say exactly what I say. Is that considered writing credit?
No.
Because it's like, and they're laughing at what I said. And I'm like, and I'm just like, he cannot be this stupid. And then Deion said, he's literally saying my, was making him laugh. And I'm like, I should get writing credit, right?
Nah, there's like like Richard Pryor would do Mudbone and Eddie Murphy would do his, Umfufu.
But that's these not real people.
Well, Umfufu was supposed to have been a real person, right? Or
his
father or his mother.
That's all I'm saying. I should get writing credit. If they're
how do y'all feel about like let's say we're taking a car ride and we're doing like what Chaz said, but nobody came up with the premise. We just talked. And then but we dying.
You gotta say it first.
Building, we keep building. Who gets it? Who gets it? Can I take that? Can I have that? What's
my thing is whoever initiated it for one should get it. I would be like, yo, you should do that if you initiated it. Even if I took it over, if you initiated it. I go, yo, dog, you should do that. I'm always the one to be like, give it up to you, right? Like, oh, you should do that. I don't like when people be like, can I do that?
You a whore.
Oh, I hear that a lot.
Can I get that one? People be like, nigga.
All I got
I'm
minutes.
More of a who would it fit more.
Right.
I'm so also a let it die. Like, this was ours, guys.
You know what?
it dies here.
But like, if we were talking about something and it's like, that's not, go ahead. That's more, you. I'm not. That ain't me.
It's gonna throw
that ain't
my whole
what
set
I would
off.
Do. That ain't how we do it. Go ahead and do that.
I'm kind of used to it. Like, if we're heading up to the comedy club and we have a 20-minute drive and we're talking, and the first thing you do when you get up on stage is, I was just driving in the car because it obviously affected you or whatever. You're like, I was just driving in the car with and you talk about it. Marlon does that for, like, his first 20 minutes, damn near every city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened when we landed and some weird stuff happened, whatever. And he'll just, as soon as he gets up, he talk about it. We're like, where the hell did this come from?
Right.
Well, not where it come from, but. He just likes that exercise.
Right. No,
it's
good.
It's a good exercise. I've actually done shows before where both people give their POV.
I love
what
that.
In the car.
I love
and
it.
And I think that's amazing. Good. I think that's... No, hold on. This nigga said that's not what happened. This is... And I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's...
I love different POVs. Fine. Like back-to-backs. Well, like, especially with like a couple or something like that. They was like, you know, my wife does blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yo, when he said this, he was actually mean. You know what I'm saying? I love the...
Yeah.
I love like, that for
I told
comedy
a joke
too.
One time about my birthday, and remember Chaz the one when we were bowling, and I did this bit, and I was so passionate about the bit that Chocolate Sundays put it up right away, or whatever like that, because I was in real time. Like, this is how I really felt. Ron got on after me because he was there. He was like, "This nigga was," and he told what he saw me doing. First of all, and it was
I
ripping.
Love it. I love it.
And you already like,
set it
up. Great.
Like, you already set it up. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
And the audience loves it more too because they're like, "Oh, he called him out on that."
if you're like me and your family thinks you're a walking, talking ATM, do what I did and save yourself some stress and get Cash App. Cash App is one of those things, man. It's the easiest thing. I use it when I'm on the road. I use it for merch. It's my preferred way to get money in because I don't want the bank all up in my business. You know what I'm saying? But with Cash App, man, it makes it easy. You scan it. It's the easiest way to do something. It's the easiest way to get money back and forth. So my mom be like, can you send me $5, baby, for smokes? Well, she don't talk like that, but you guys get it. And I just Cash App her or whatever. And this is very disrespectful, but people will request money from you. Hey, got $10 for what? Hey, because you love me. And they put the little heart in the note. Cash App is super dope, all in all, and I really appreciate them for being here with us today. So, for limited time, only new Cash App users can use your exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, there's no catch. Just download Cash App and sign up. Use our exclusive referral code, issues, and your profile. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 drop right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Use the code issues, and your profiles and $5 for from the 14 days. You get $10 drop right into your account, man. They pay you back and some. Come on, baby. Cash App. Cha-ching.
But it's I love real time comedy because when I talk about Chaz, he fell asleep. Chaz has a Tesla. He had that car on auto drive, sure, and we're driving back to LA, and we're both asleep. And I woke up like, nigga, wake up!
And then, what was great about it is I kept saying this the whole time. I kept saying, I had a car driving, so I was semi-joking, but I put it on just in case. And me and Lang, we didn't even say nothing. We looked up at each other. Niggas both fell asleep. I was like...
I'm thinking he's joking. And I'm like this. And I roll over and we face to face. I said,
Chaz! Y'all both rolled over. He is on that window.
And we hit corners like.
I was in the back seat, nigga.
We're doing like 80 hitting corners like.
The car got it. And were we fine? Do we have any problems?
He set me up so smooth. We went to go charge the car. And I said, okay, cool. While we're charging the car, I'm going to catch some sleep. I woke up on a 5 freeway like, the hell? I roll over to Chaz. Oh, boy.
That's why I love that car, man.
God damn,
that car saved
terrifying.
My life so many times.
Yeah, it was about to go park. If it doesn't feel your hand for a minute, it goes and parks.
Oh, that's dope.
Shit.
It don't find a good parking spot. It just parked. You seen what's called like in Beverly Hills?
Who?
It was Tiffany. She fell asleep and her shit just parked.
Oh, wow.
And that's when they pulled her over. We'd
be on Mulholland Drive. Look at these two queers over here. Making out.
They're going to sleeping after their butt sex, I just had.
Nah, I just got tired. My car pulled me over.
The Deion's pants are down. Like,
I sleep with my pants down.
You're still inside of them, sir.
That's how we sleep. You said you're still inside of them, sir. You see Craig on the door. Can I have my car back, y'all?
I called you guys.
I don't want to call the police. Oh, boy.
It took a long time for me to get to this point, to be able to call the police. I love it.
Let's hear some Karen moments of y'all.
I know Craig got him. He has to have
a Karen moment?
Yeah.
He has to.
I feel like homeowners have more Karen moments than anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I have called the cops on quite a few people that took camping gear on the other side of the freeway. But yeah, no, we have fires over here. 911. I've called a couple. What are they? Winnebagos.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh yeah. If they come across there and park,
Craig is outside with binoculars.
No, I'm on the drive by. I'm like,
I think I see needles.
Yeah, they're over here parking where they shouldn't be parking.
I think they're ingesting a dog.
Craig is shooting up guns. Pow pow! Oh my god!
They're black. Come quickly. They're black. You got any jazz?
You don't call it. Well, no, he beats up homeless people. Bro.
Wait a second. Oh, wait boy. A second.
We can't change
beat
the narrative.
Up random homeless people. I fought one meth head. Okay.
He introduces himself first. He's like, hey, I'm Chaz.
This is why I can sell these Big Ready shirts, because literally this conversation of me fighting this one method. I fight one method, you get a nickname forever. And it's easily how I sell these shirts, because
I told that method. Joke on stage.
What?
Like, but the day you got in the fight, but the version I told was how Patty came home and I was like, how was work today? She was like, oh, nothing big happened. Then I come to find out Chad didn't had a whole fight with a method. And I was like, you run your mouth every day, tell me these stories I don't give a shit about. Meanwhile, my boy then got bit by a vampire. Like, all kind of shit is going on. Like, what? What is that? So I've talked about it on the stage before.
Wait, Chaz, the drug keeps getting stronger and stronger. You're changing this story.
It was a method.
At first, it was a weed head.
No.
Then he might have been on coke and crack. Now he's a full-blown
method. The only reason I know he was a meth because of the teeth. Meth teeth is different. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can have bad teeth.
The pipe fell out when you hit him.
Meth teeth are different. Mm-hmm. Bad teeth and meth teeth. There's bad teeth, there's British teeth, and then there's meth teeth. The levels. You know?
One step past Austin Powers.
Yeah. Then you got the meth teeth, and then you're like, yo, no, you can't bite me because it's,
Yes. Because you might leave him
That's
in
how
me.
You catch meth, bro. You become one.
What is with that? Right? Is that a cultural thing with the Brits? What is that about?
Maybe it's a fashion, it's a style, it's a culture. As in like, oh, you got the bicuspids crossing over to the molars, huh?
Like, what is that about?
I thought it was just like the years of inbreeding that happened. And then, you know, they look terrible over
braces
there.
Braces are $50,000.
No, some of them look good. Some women over there have great teeth. Sure. I don't know about the men, but the women, great
teeth. The ones that are mixed with stuff.
What, donkey?
Not the ones that have been English blood since the day of time.
Not the blue blood?
Yeah, dog, no. They all look like those little
blue bloods.
You see those old ass chihuahuas, you know, and it's like somebody just killed this dog. That's what those old Brits look like. Somebody killed this goddamn chihuahua. Tongue is hanging out, eyes are bulging.
I typed in British teeth, and this is what they popped up.
Yeah. And the only difference between that and meth teeth is the meth teeth turns colors. It'd be green and black and shit. Yeah. That's how you know.
And like, how's your gums? Because you're still chewing things. Like, I'm sure you're scraping things, right?
I don't think there's a lot of hard food over there. Aren't they a lot of beans?
Bangers and mash. Beans and bread.
Yeah, a lot of soft foods over there, you know?
A lot of chips.
A lot of slurpy food.
Yeah.
We don't need to chew this.
A lot of porridge and shit, so everything looks like that. Yeah.
What if that's why they cook like that? What if the teeth have been so bad?
It makes sense.
Wow.
They got no have Chico soft sticks. Foods. Yeah, no.
No what? Beef jerky.
No.
Wow.
A jawbreaker would ruin the whole society. England will fall if one jawbreaker hits the ground over there. This is what brought the Brits down. They started spreading. We had one, then another, and there was no teeth anywhere to be found.
And then the jawbreaker
came. Why
don't
they have a British vampire? Their teeth be very
distinct. Got no fangs.
It's like their fangs be like this. Like, how is his fangs right here? It's like, how does it wrap
around? I want to suck your blood, but I can't. I literally can't.
I need
I'm
to
so
see an
hungry.
Orthodontist.
He's got to stick a straw through your body.
Wait, what are Americans known
the
for?
The Capri Sun straw? He just
takes it. Oh, Americans are known for diabetes? What?
Okay.
That's
our thing? All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
A vegan vampire is hilarious. Like, he like, meat icks me out. So like, getting a straw to drink it like this? To bite a flesh? Ugh.
No. No, thank you.
No, thank
Why'd
you.
Why'd you make him gay, though?
I don't know.
Why is he gay?
I guess all vegans are gay.
Who said? Oh, he was ilked out.
Dion made him gay. He's vegan.
You did go.
Why is that a gay accent? Where did that come from?
Why is
gay
that a people? Vegan accent?
Huh? Straight from gay people.
Yeah,
I get why that's a gay accent. Why is that a vegan accent?
You think all vegans are gay?
Who's in the chat? We got Miss Monica. It's Monica, first string Jordan up in here.
Oh, is Moyo in the chat?
Moyo's in the chat.
Asked her, she got gifts for us that she gave to me in Detroit.
Oh,
for all of But I don't know whose gift is whose.
Yeah, not you, Dion.
Because it fell out of the bag, and I just started stuffing stuff back in there, God. So I don't know whose is whose.
Oh, yeah, we'll give DC his, not you.
Hey.
Thanks,
no, Moya. She has one for Dion.
Oh, she got one for Dion. Yeah.
We up. We up.
Scratch my neck.
Hey, cheers.
So I just don't know whose is whose, though.
Uh-huh. Y'all never said scratch my neck? Like, oops, molded, scratch your neck. Scratch your neck.
No, oops, molded, no, I just remember the first time I ever saw it was on House Party when every time they did that, but
yeah.
I never heard anybody say it.
I hate sequels when they get money. Like, I'm thinking about House Party to House Party 2. You'd be like, you could tell they got money, man. It just became really wacky and the noise, like
they were in college, man. What do you mean?
You remember when House Party 1 came out? Then House Party 2, they had the second name, Pajama Jam.
The Pajama Jam.
And little sound effects was happening when he was like scratching it.
Yeah, it was a different vibe.
Yeah.
I hate that. It was a real house party. Like, that's just what happened.
Right.
You never been to a Pajama Jammy Jam?
Yeah, but the noises, the editor was like, I know how to make it funnier. When someone get hit in the head, you're like, boing.
That's what I hate about social media now. It was like, damn, clunk. Like, there's always noises. And I'm like, jeez, wow. Yeah, I hate it. I bet you soon enough people are going to start putting laugh tracks in their goddamn social media sketches, bro.
They already do. That shit's terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it. I love House Party. House Party just felt very organic. Like, Friday ones felt very organic.
Yeah.
What felt organic about it?
A Friday or House Party?
House Party. Friday, yeah.
House Party, we had a goal. We're going to secretly have a house party, and then things just kept happening.
He would have never left the house in my house. If he was on punishment and he got bad grades, he would definitely not try to sneak out that house.
But he knew his dad slept, and he wanted... You got to think about teenage hormones. That's why it worked. He's in high school. Knowing all the girls are going to be there. Nigga, I'm horny. I'm already in trouble anyway.
Well, he's 30 years old in high school.
Well, that's true. That's not the point, though.
He's 30 years old in high school. He should have had the experience already.
Yeah. Not the point, though, Craig.
I'm already in trouble. I'll take it.
Yeah, after a certain point, you go like, yeah, I'll take this heat.
Yeah. And you knew it was going to be the party of the year. Like, I'm going. All the baddies going to be there.
You in your room, beating blue.
Worth it.
Worth it.
His little condom.
And he got to get it. Like...
He didn't get it.
No, but I mean, by college, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He wanted her and he got it. So he had to go.
It would have been much better if he snuck out the house, went up to Hunts Point, got a prostitute, and got back home in time before his dad woke up.
What he should have did is get the prostitute for his dad. He'd be like, oh, this one's into you, Dad.
Father and son night.
Then he would leave, Craig. I was saying, he'd get up for her while he's distracted, he would leave. Craig, you sick fuck. This is what happens to the Brits. I got to check your son's teeth now. Goddamn inbreeding over here. Shit.
Yeah.
I love House Party. I'm with Dion. It was good.
Yeah,
it just felt like authentic. Some kids just having fun. Even the neighbor, Craig, would have been the neighbor. Craig is John Witherspoon.
Oh, for sure.
What?
I pay for HOA. This shit is not supposed to be happening.
Baby, they parked
8 inches in my driveway.
Got the ruler out.
Yep. Laying on my back like this.
Are you supposed to come to somebody and be like, "Hey, sir, we're having a party tomorrow, so I just want to let you know that what's going on."
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Please, sir. This is, you know, it's only one time.
It's on you, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
We're actually going to keep it down. We'll be done by 10, actually. It's nice and respectful.
I got a lot of stuff to do today. I ain't got time to be talking. I wouldn't do that, though.
We'll bring you a plate, and one of our sisters put out.
Yeah. Put out is crazy.
She'll turn 18 by tomorrow.
Yo.
I'm still smashing at 12:01, and I'm calling the cops at 12:04.
My poor sister.
They bought you 4 extra minutes. Get on.
Have you ever tried to butter your neighbor up because you about to have some havoc happen? You be like, hey, we having a little Super Bowl party.
First off, you invited.
If you ain't got no place to go, you're more than welcome to join.
Be part of the ruckus.
I'm like, thanks. I feel like
that's neighbor courtesy. Like, everybody should do that. I love my neighbors be like, hey, we're having a party tonight. I'm like, cool.
No, that's shady behavior.
I'm like, yeah.
Call me during the day when you ain't having a party. Hey, you want to come watch the game? Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're having a party down the line, but the first time you're going to be like, hey, man, you know,
we just
doing a little thing over there. You know, it's just going to be about 70, 80 people in the house, you know, trickling out the yard a little bit too. But, you know, come through.
Craig sucks.
Come hang
neighbor,
out with some strangers.
Right?
Craig sucks. The thing is, he tricked him by making it like it's a one-on-one. Like, yeah, just want to come over and have watch the game or something. Like, yeah, yeah, sure. He's like, it's the fucking Coachella here. He was like, you set me up.
Craig can't wait to be 68 years old, bro.
Oh,
he's
going
to hate it. Oh, he's going to be the worst
I'm
going
to sit outside just to cuss kids out for stepping on my lawn.
You like that old grandpa on Donkey Kong, bro. Just always saying the meanest shit. You got them.
Yep.
Hey, look, it's old man Wayans. They got run off.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Close your robe, Wayans. He's the Sandlot. What was his name? James Earl Jones.
They made up stories about him.
Yeah.
You know, old man Wayans, they say if you go over there,
he let his dog eat a kid.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff about Craig.
I can't. That's the age. That's the best age ever.
Every time a kid went,
go on, you little harlotan.
She's seven.
Wearing
I know
little shorts
when I see one.
Harlotan.
She's going to gymnastics. Halloween or have his lights off.
You said give out what?
He's going to have his like lights off or give out trash candy on Halloween.
Nah, Craig would have the sprinklers on during Halloween so kids can't walk across. Nah,
all candy
corn. He'd have his own water hoses like doing this. Like, yeah. Get out of here.
I'll be like wet candy.
I'm going to find some Warheads candy corn.
Hell.
Just the nastiest.
And just throw it at kids.
Yeah.
Why candy corn don't get sold during the year?
Oh, it's garbage.
It's disgusting.
It just looks like Halloween.
Yeah.
Like otherwise, it's horrible.
They only came up with one new flavor. Remember they had the orange and yellow ones, then they came up with like the reddish to orange one. You're like, what? You came up with a new nasty flavor?
It don't taste different.
I made my daughter mentally hate them because I didn't want them around. She's never tried one to this day. I would not allow it. I was like, oh, don't eat that. She's like, what? I was like, oh.
You made her eat it on the you made her eat it on the ground like it was like vittles. Like, you eat this shit.
Gross, bro.
Yeah, you used to hit your dog when they pee in the house. You snack them on the nozzle.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
My daughter, too. Same smack. The newspaper, you pee. Pow.
You never did your Karen moment.
I don't know if I had a lot of Karen moments.
You're a father. You have a Karen moment.
I'm pretty cool. I've had it.
Oh no, he did. He told us about the homeless guy.
Which homeless guy?
Oh, you were sitting on your steps.
That was his Schwarzenegger moment. That was his Wick moment.
Oh. He wasn't. Yeah. This dude was sitting on my steps, but I asked him nicely to move a couple times because I was like, you know, I got like 17 steps to go to my house, but it's my door and my steps. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, I understand, dog, you're chilling, but I'm like, this is pretty much my doorstep, man. I was like,
wait, but what was he actually doing? Was he like making noise?
No, he was just sitting there scrolling on his phone. No.
Okay.
How you know he was homeless?
Let's go on with this story.
I know, Keon said homeless. I didn't say homeless.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't homeless. He looked like a regular dude, but you just can't be here. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I'm like, I have, you know, I was like,
yeah, you guys were on Chaz Street, right? Chaz Rogers Street?
It was my driveway, right? There's my driveway.
Yeah, the house you own,
and then,
right? At that moment.
Yep, there's my driveway. And then my steps, I open my door. My door can hit the steps. It's right there. Mm-hmm. Right? Driveway, steps, my place. So you can't.
Innocent bystander, mm-hmm. male.
Sitting on the steps. And I was like, yeah, man, you just can't, you know. I was like, I just can't have you sitting here. I was like, you know, we don't know.
You showed him your badge at that moment, right?
I sold him his guns, though. And I was like, and then he was just like, no, I'm just chilling. And I said, I understand that, man. I was like, but you know,
he was reading his Bible at that moment.
I chucked the Bible already. I punched that
shit out of my face.
God can't save you right now, fam. And then,
reading Chronicles, get the shit.
And then I was getting my bag out the trunk, and he was like, I was like, yo, this guy's really still sitting here. I said, I gotta be an asshole because he's still sitting here. And now everybody's gonna think I'm nuts when I ask him politely
to turn his hearing aid up. Then, is that what you were gonna ask him?
I chucked that also. Get your deaf ass up off. You don't know what I'm saying.
And stumped it. Stop the earphone.
That's the sound.
Uptown, downtown.
Not yet, never here. And then he was like, all right, man. You know, he started seeing me getting a little aggravated. And then
that's when you hit him?
No, because then I was like, dog, my next move is to remove you. And I was like, then I have to physically remove you. I was like, that's where we're going. Because I'm about to walk up these steps. And there's no scooch over. You have to move.
That's when you called the cops?
No, that's when he got up. That's when he was like, all right, dog. That's all right, dog. And that was it. Mm-hmm. I was going to grab him.
20 years of Muay Thai, right?
It was about to be 20 years of just being 5'7 and impatient. I'm impatient. Yeah, yeah. I asked you nicely 3 times.
Right.
I haven't gave myself a whole talk to calm myself down.
Yeah. In front of him?
Out loud in front of him. And I let you know the next move is physical, right? We're here.
Yeah.
We're here now, bro. I'm not going to call the police. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No, get your bitch ass up. That's it.
You turned into a Kareem.
Yeah, he was sitting down.
I was
down.
A Karen. You was a Kareem. I'd call the cops.
I had the high ground, too. He was sitting.
I got the high ground.
I got the high ground.
Yeah, yeah. I got the high ground. I could easily pounce on his head with two hands.
I was going to grab him and just remove him gently from the premises. Just you can be by the curb. Go sit somewhere. But my family's up here, bro. I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
He had no pants on either.
Stop. Wait, what? Huh? I didn't hear that part of the story.
Granted, I didn't either.
No, but that's too much, bro. It's like as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's sitting at my doorstep.
Hold on. He wasn't at your doorstep.
He was at my steps to my doorstep.
Mm-hmm. He was steps away but from your steps.
Could you get by? The bottom step.
Huh? Could you get by?
Sure.
Yeah.
I could have got by.
So what do you think was going to happen? He's going to be like, on a count of 7, I'm going to dive into
We were
house.
Never going to get there. That was the whole point. We're never going to see where that can go.
Yeah.
That ends right there. Now he would have to be like, oh, I got a gun on me. And then I'm like, well, shoot me down here, bro, away from my family. Like, we're doing this all right here, right now, so they can lock the doors. My family probably come out. What's happening? Are you shot? Let me come down there. Get your ass upstairs. Is he come
He's
down?
A loose I got cannon.
As he grabbed the gun. I'm already here. I'm already behind you, Papa.
You're like me, and you grew up in a generation where people didn't talk about money and it said, my grown folks' business.
Oh, stay out of grown folks' business. Okay. If you're like me and you grew up in an era where people say, stay out of grown folks' business, and you never learn about credit, it takes a long time if you have no education. They don't teach you this stuff in schools. You got to just fail a bunch until you actually finally get your credit right one day. But thank God for Kickoff. Because Kickoff is one of those apps that actually help you build your credit time after time. When I started using Kickoff, it was very easy to sign up. Doesn't take much time at all. And once you hop on, within a month, I saw my credit going up. And mind you, mine is trash. It is garbage. You know what? It was good until, you know, I did the whole marriage thing. And that, neither here nor there. It's not her fault, but it is. But one of the good things about it is we've been saying this for years is why doesn't our rent count as good credit? It won't count as credit. You need credit to get it. Right? You got to pay your mortgage, but we want to go up. But because of Kickoff, now it doesn't count, which is super dope. Unless, you know, say you're about to get evicted, then, you know, but it doesn't work for you. But that's one of the dope things about it is that it'll help you build your credit just off paying your rent, which it should be anyway. So shout out to Kickoff. Users with credit under 600 grew an average of 84 points in the first year. With transparent, affordable plans starting at just $5, no hidden fees, and zero interest, Kickoff helps you score big when it comes to credit. It's simple. You make one-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit can grow fast. So start building credit immediately for just $1 on your first month. And that $1 for all that credit, that's more than a fair trade. AutoPay helps you build credit while you sleep and never worry about missing a payment. Sign in minutes from your phone, no credit check, cancel anytime. With over 1 million users, and hundreds of thousands of positive reviews, there's a reason why Kickoff is the number one credit builder on the App Store. Come on, baby. We're number one, baby. We the best. Start building credit with Kickoff today. You can get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you get to getkickoff.com/issues. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/issues. Get your credit right, man. Kick it off with Kickoff.
Must sign up via getkickoff.com/issues to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first-year credit score impact of plus 84 points. That's by VantageScore 3.0. Between January 2023 and January 2024, for Kickoff credit accounts users who start with a score below 600 who paid on time, who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary.
I'll tell everybody now, if you ever need money, do not send me a GoFundMe link. Just ask me. I'm not doing
like
shit.
I like to tell you no. And
it brings me joy.
To put hell no in a GoFundMe is hilarious, though. Can you donate? Like, such and such donated something, such and such. Like, they'll donate it. Hell no.
What if you sent it, but like, what a sentence. Like, here, nigga, with your begging ass. And I'm going like a dollar. Like, here, leave me alone.
I would have sent less if I could.
I'm posting a hand in a pocket with the little pat sign.
Did you hear about the woman who did the GoFundMe about the racist remark?
About the racist remark.
I heard they took that down.
Yeah. So
wait, what happened?
So a black mentally ill child had like took her daughter son's like toy out of the bag.
Oh, wait, a black woman.
No, a white woman.
White woman.
Had called a little black kid. Hey, nigger, give me my son's toy back out of the bag. Guy pulled out the phone. Like, yo, what did you just call this little black boy?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say that, but like, what'd you call this kid?
Mm-hmm. What'd you call this little nigga?
What'd you call this little nigga? And she's like, I said what I said. He is what he is. Mm. He's a nigger.
Oh,
he's this. He's this. And then because everybody attacked her, she was like, my family's in jeopardy. I need to raise, I think she said $50,000. Then that money came in really fast.
Oh, boy.
And then it went up to $1 million.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so she ended up raising like $750,000. Mm-hmm. And she's like, for the safety of my family, I need y'all to protect me, send me money so I can escape and, you know, blah, blah, blah. The fact that she
got money off that? You know how many little niggas I call little nigga? Y'all send me some money.
God damn.
I mean, she was like, we got to do this more often.
Christmas is coming up.
But so the backstory of that is people were like, yo, you can't fund hate.
Mm-hmm.
So they reached out to like Square, who actually sponsors GoFundMe, to say, hey, what is the blockchain of this? Like, what is the HTMI? What is it called? Mm-hmm. Like, I need y'all to know where y'all funding this money from, right? Mm-hmm. So then they got to the point of like the big donor, who is like a huge racist, was like, hey, are you down for the cause?
Mm-hmm.
If you are, send me a picture. This is all documented. Send me a picture of your Instagram. She took a picture, like, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now send a picture of your Instagram with the word nigger up under there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is me. I was like, okay, she's a sister. Mm-hmm. She's down for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's like, I am an influencer in this alt-right community. And I'm going to have all my people send it to you.
Mm.
So that's how the money like started to kind of like trickling in.
Cause he's like posted, so I know you real.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I need you to know if you're down for the cause. This don't be playing around. I'm gonna see if I can find the.
You're protected here,
right?
I never got to GoFundMe.
Okay,
you
I
did
getting that.
Mm-hmm.
They giving people money for saying, "Nigga, hey man, I got a movie. GoFundMe." I'll throw in a nigga shout out for you.
Dang, that's a if you're. Yeah, man, that sucks. Yeah.
Wait, for that many people to donate, I'm just saying. Yeah. That kid must have did some niggerly things.
He was.
I'm just saying. For grown-ups to go and contribute.
It doesn't have to be that, but it's just. But I get this. It's just that whole idea of like, we're going to stick together, you know?
The kid must have really been doing something.
The audio.
Yeah, hold on.
You called him a nigger, the child? Did you call the child the nigger word? It is my own business. You call him a nigger? Okay, why don't you have the boss to say it right now again?
Fuck you, nigger.
Okay. Oh. All right, oh, that's what
you say. The little baby in the arm.
I would start laughing and call the cops.
Nobody digging to your shit.
Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Oh. That little kid, you call him a nigger?
Why is he doing that? He's not even black.
He's not.
No,
he is because she called him one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he don't sound like a.
He got the three. Nigga, nigga, nigger.
He got the trifecta.
That's catchy. That's
somebody's ringtone right now.
Once is offensive. Twice, come on now. Three is kind of catchy. That's a jingle you got there. Nigga, nigga, nigger.
Somebody gonna sample that.
Is it a hate crime to say it? What counts as.
What was the kid doing?
He stole some out of the. They say that the child was mentally ill.
Oh, that's just wrong.
And he just reached into it and grabbed like a toy from his.
Because they could have dropped the R word. That they didn't have to go racist with it.
It's a whole other R word, right? This is what the whole other R word's for.
It's kept black out of it.
Yeah, R is like the big joker.
Would the mom have been, would the dude have been mad? Like, did you just call him an R?
Return. Just like, come on, man.
Wait, I shouldn't be laughing at
come on, man.
At that.
It's
kind of catchy. Kara
can delete it.
It's kind of catchy.
Oh, they say he was 5 and had autism. That's what it was. Yeah, autism.
Well, what level of the spectrum? I need to know the levels.
Yeah, also, I mean, if my kid did something stupid, I'd be like, yeah, she's autistic, man. Hey, you need to chill out.
Hey, little time. Aussie.
We barely got away with this one.
Little Aussie tea.
If there's any time, they'd be like, I need you to pretend that you don't speak right now. Just go mute one time real quick. Yeah, we've been working with her. Hey, did you bite somebody randomly?
I have deprogrammed myself so much that I wouldn't have even reacted in a park if someone said that.
If you were the parent?
If I was the parent, I would have just been like, all right, yeah. I'm not going to show you how to act like a nigger right now. We're going to hold our head up and walk out of here with class.
Well, if I'm at the park and someone says it to my kid, I got to wreak some havoc, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, some havoc's got to be wreaked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to attack a lady, but I'll probably slap the shit out of her kid in her hand. That was a little boy, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be like, well, this is how it starts. Give you a reason to hate. Give you a reason to hate. All right.
Rizm with the tism.
Y'all see that? This is terrible. Y'all see that?
Miss McKeeba.
Who's I see that thick girl with Down syndrome, and it keeps saying like the syndrome is down, but the something is up.
Yeah, yeah.
So they saying that there's like a filter that women are using now for like to do this.
That's a Down syndrome
to make them undown syndrome.
That's what they said. Because this girl, I guess somebody found the girl. Whoever, I know which girl you're talking about. She got a nice ass body.
Yeah.
But apparently she doesn't really have Down syndrome.
But also I heard
I thought you were gonna say she didn't have the nice ass body. I was like,
correct. Not the filter. That filter's in the right place.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard also the one that went viral, like the Asian girl.
Yeah.
That was AI.
AI have autism.
In the description said, I am AI operator.
Yep.
Yeah.
And her videos keep going viral. People are like,
right.
Well, hey man, you know, this is where we are now.
Who do you complain to if you fall in love with an AI person? Can you imagine somebody's like, yo, I saw your show, huge fan of you. You'd be like, damn, this is her? Like, shit. Hey, I just wanna know if we can hook up, blah, blah, blah. You talk back for it the whole time as your boy. He's over trolling you.
Yo, catfish on another level now. That's crazy.
But if they respond, this is AI. You're like, okay, sorry.
My name is Chad.
When you meet him and it's Allen Iverson, he's just like, I've just been sending you these pictures.
Would you think that's a good prank, or would you fight your friend if you had a relationship with an online?
How long it depends.
It depends. Let's say, hypothetically, I let my friend borrow a car. He ain't paid me for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I use the AI to convince him to get the money to pay. Mm-hmm. It depends. It all depends on what, you know, what the goal is.
If he stops it before the third dick pic, we call.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, you send a dick pic to your homeboy. Come on, take a look at that.
No, it's not the homeboy. You think it's the person. You said they pranked you.
Right, but it's been your homeboy the whole time. Yeah, and he just keeps asking for more.
Well, he took two. It was like, I'm getting him.
And he's like, send me an aerial shot.
The thing is,
put a little hat on it.
Yeah, you can't call me on the fourth one like, ha, I got you.
Yeah,
no. Four pictures in. We, you owe me a date.
The funny thing is, you was tough in public, but you very vulnerable with her.
So you know.
Like, hey, I woke up 3 a.m. I couldn't stop thinking about you.
No. Go in the Prius. Take the picture in the Prius.
And now,
hear it start.
People will document the whole thing, bro. I'm like, look, this is us live chat right now. This is us. He can do everything
I
now,
have
bro.
To kill him.
Yeah, he got that.
Well, if it's your boy, then best believe two of your other boys know. Yes. Because he's like, yo, Hutch, I'ma set Dion up.
I don't know when to stop, man. Because at this point, he's talking about he in love with me. And the thing is, I know all the things he like. I know he likes boys and men. I know his favorite artist is this. He likes to eat Cheesecake Factory. I gave him a gift card for his birthday. Man, like, you're perfect for me. You know everything.
To break that off, you gotta be like, hey, listen, man, I gotta tell you something, dog. You know, Sharon?
Yeah. We about to get married, man. Yeah.
I proposed. I know you proposed to her, man. You sent her the ring. I know you did. But listen, ooh, man, there's not gonna be a wedding.
What you mean?
Okay, I got the money, bro. I can fund it.
I'm aware, bro. Listen. It was me.
But I told my mom. I showed her the pictures I sent you.
Your mom, that was also me. That was also me. Everything that you sent was me.
Well, my mom helped me write the vows.
No, she didn't.
Hold on. This actually happened to that football player.
Kinda.
What?
Man, yeah.
What happened?
Matt Teo, what's his name?
Yeah.
I felt so bad for homie, bro.
Actually watched the documentary, I felt really bad.
I felt bad for him at the time. People were clowning the shit out of him. Yeah. I felt so bad for him, bro.
Oh, I laughed then and I laughed.
I felt bad after watching, because when I first heard about it, I laughed too. I was like, what an idiot. Like, how do you fall for that? Then when I saw it again, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I had a hint of how do you fall for this still, he was so nice that I just felt bad.
I laughed so much because I was like, man, this was so tragic. And then they made a documentary about it.
He got to relive it. People didn't know about it. He's
10 years later? The joke that keeps giving.
He got drafted high profile.
Yeah. It ruined him.
Idiot. And he was faithful too. He passed up good women.
He believed in God.
He passed up good women in real life.
Does that change? You know what's funny, Fiance, too? Does that change your faith, or he's just like, well, I just thank God who got me out of it? Like, God got you into this. I don't know which one did this to you, bro.
Did you see the real catfish girl guy?
It was like a dude, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a nigger. They couldn't even get their ponytail right.
If y'all see somebody get into a Manti Te'o situation, right? But they were catfished by a black person, and then that person responded with nigger. Are you upset?
He deserves it.
After that happened.
He deserves it.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
I think it's warranted.
Yeah.
I would say well placed. That was well placed. You're getting it. You used it correctly.
Oh, man, dog. That would suck, bro. Especially if you're giving this person money.
Yeah.
You're loving this person.
Right.
You told all your friends.
Yeah.
And you know it happens on a low scale, but he was damn near.
He was up for the hype?
Yeah.
She was in his speech. Reporters were asking about her. What you mean? She's in his history, documented.
Yeah.
How long was it? Because he never saw her. So how long was it?
Well, he was away at college.
It was like 3 years, right?
Yeah, he was away at college. She lived back on his island. Didn't really get in much because he was into football. They didn't sleep together. Never met. She was his girlfriend.
Yeah, he was like waiting for marriage. And he was like supposedly, super Christian, right?
She dropped the bomb on him. I died.
No, she was like sick. That's what it was. Or somebody was sick.
He can change his voice to sound like a girl. So they were definitely on the phone talking, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And the girl really existed on the island.
Yeah.
I think that's how he found out. I guess he's like, hey, baby, I missed you. And they're like, I don't know you.
The girl whose picture the guy used was a real person.
Right.
He was like, and when they hit the girl, she's like, oh, what you talking about?
Wow.
Ah!
Come on, Craig. Come on, man. That's terrible.
Yeah.
He still, you know what, too, for him, bro? Like, he had to mourn that. He was like, yo, I love this person. This person's never existed.
Right. They do. They just don't love you or know about you.
He had a whole relationship.
Grief.
That hurts, dude. That hurts.
But I only felt bad because he was nice. I didn't feel bad that he got catfish because it was like, it was dumb.
He is a great guy.
He was just a great guy. So I was like, ah, oh, this poor guy. But like, if that same thing happened to somebody else who wasn't a great guy, I would just still be laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens all the time, though, man. People are looking for love. They're looking for companionship. But I'm like, man, you got to see someone eye to eye. And then you still gotta pull on their face to make sure their face don't come off and they somebody else now.
I knew it.
You seen all that makeup stuff that people have? They can like,
I've seen that Asian lady turn into Michael Jackson. Oh, that was pretty impressive.
Now, you got to pull on someone's. You can't even just pour water on them anymore. You got to claw at their face while they're sleeping. Right. Dang.
Wicked work, yo.
All right, man, let's get out of here.
Where you at, Dion?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're back.
I think we did it, didn't we?
Grief.
I think we did. I don't know.
No, we did it last episode at the end.
I will be at the Improv.
Okay.
Which ones?
The Lab.
Okay.
It's called Ego Death.
Ego Death.
Saturday, May 31st, 9 p.m.
Let's go.
I don't know what else is on here. I'm reading the. Yeah. With Lauren Michaels, James Davis, and Jeremy Christian, a few other people. Yeah, man. That's about it. I'm trying to.
Lauren Michaels, the dude from Saturday Night Live?
No. Spelled like that.
That's Lauren.
What'd I say?
Lauren.
It's a different way to say
it. Yeah. Lauren Michaels is the creator of Saturday Night Live.
Say both of them.
Lauren and Lorne.
Oh, Lorne. Like porn.
Yeah. Well, and or Lauren. Thorn. Or horn.
Yeah. I looked at her when I said, oh, porn.
That's when she files a suit now.
That's enough, D.I.
Black faces up here, banned.
That's enough.
Where you at, Jonathan?
Vancouver?
You gonna call the police on me?
I think I'm in Vancouver. Get your tickets for that.
I'm in Vancouver eventually. Get your tickets though.
Yeah, I think I'm in Vancouver. And then I think after that will be Phoenix. Phoenix and KeonPoly.com for everything. Linktree, huh?
You're doing a mic drop in Phoenix?
No, I'm doing House of Comedy.
Oh, okay.
The mic drop is in Chandler.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Doing both because I'll just, like, I do Phoenix and the channel's like right there. I'm like, I'm not going to come back to the same place. You already saw me in Phoenix.
Right.
That's where I'll be. I'm adding cities daily, guys. I just added Charlotte again. I'm adding Dallas again. We're working on Houston. We're working on Atlanta. Working on Jersey or Philly. Just if you go to my link tree or my website, all my stuff is on there. KeonPoly.com. Oh, any of y'all know how to, like, any of y'all know a tech person that can, so like when I type in my website, like on my name, my website don't pop up. You have to like type in the website. And I want my website to just pop up when you type in my name. How do you do that?
Like you got to Google
and like search? If I Google myself, most people, like if I Google Tony or Kev or their website pops up. Mine don't pop up at all. You have to like type in my website.
That might be because you visited their website before. So now when you type in the first couple letters, the whole thing pops
up. But even random people, if I type in their name, their website comes up. Mine does not come up at all. And you would think KeonPoly.com, if you type my name, that's going to come up. It does not. I'm like, somebody said it's something you have to do to make that happen.
No, he means automatically comes up. Right now, you're going to where the searches are.
You're talking about your bar.
No, go in your bar and type in the name.
I did. I typed it in.
Chrome. Google search. Yes, you type my name. It should. When all the stuff about me comes up, none of them's my website. It's still got my old college shit on there.
Yeah, it's way.
But why
does
my website pop up?
It says you have to pay Google.
Great Falls Argonauts Guard.
Poly.
Yeah, see, like that shit coming. That's 20 years ago.
YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, definitely not your website.
Yeah. It says you're born in San Diego.
Miss Makiba said, pay Google.
Born in San Diego to Keith and Kia.
Oh, boy. What'd you search? IMDb. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else but my website. I don't understand why.
Yeah, Miss Makiba said, pay Google. Pay that bread, baby.
Where you at, Chaz?
I'm in Washington, D.C., May 29th through the 31st at the Comedy Loft with Shantae Wayans. Then June 27th and June 28th.
You got there with the big goot.
With the big goo?
Goot.
What's the big goo?
Little goot.
What is that?
Take chew.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know what's happening.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Baltimore slang dude that's going viral every day.
I don't know what you were saying. Big right goot. Hey. Yeah. So find me.
Keon, I want to ask you about what happened. We can do it on camera.
They just went past you, Chaz. Go ahead, finish, Chaz.
No, it's all good. Your turn, Craig.
Where are you going to be, Dion?
I did it.
Dion went first.
At Craig Wayans on everything. Shout out to Sidney Castillo for dropping his special.
Hey.
My cup is full.
Oh, Lacroix and Chaz, my bad.
Lacroix and Chaz. See? Pod. How you going to forget the own podcast?
I didn't tell forget. Him I got back.
Every what time?
My bad.
Lacroix and Chaz.
We now air every Tuesday morning.
We got that new color Big Ready shirt.
Yeah, we got a bunch. All
right, let's get them Big Ready shirts.
Oh, come. That's it.
Lacroix and Chaz.
Lacroix. That's it.
That's it. We out of here. Craig Wayans on everything.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.